today, after so many years, the doctors have mastered the art of bypass. That too, they need so much of machinery. They have to prepare the patient, then they have to make sure that the sugar levels are right, the pressure levels are right, everything must be right. Must have the theater and so much of sterilization and don't know what and what. And they have to put the person on another machine when they're busy working with the heart, because now you're taking out the heart, you're working on the heart, you're switching the thing off here, so you need something else to do the job. There's so much that goes into it, and then the recovery process also is so long. The person comes out with a big cut here in his whole chest, and they've got to put those jackets for them to hold it together, and all that, so much. And then sometimes infection sets in. So many patients we have seen in the hospitals who have come out with bypass, and then infection sets in there. That's another whole problem. Look at this. Couple minutes. The whole heart is removed. Washed with the waters of Zamzam and put back into the chest of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these were the malaika. They had come and they removed the heart of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and washed it with the waters of Zamzam and then placed it back. Now we know that any child, small little child, has got certain inherent evil qualities. If you want to see it, just take two children, put them together and give them two different types sweet. Just give them two different types sweet, that's all. You see the tamasha. Who taught them now that they must fight and quarrel and argue and one must be jealous over what the other one got and all that? Who taught them all that? So insan has those inherent things. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all that was washed out. Then when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes in the cave, what he does to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He embraces Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that he pressed me so hard I actually felt pain. So hard he was pressing Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what was the reason, what was the need to embrace Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, leave him, order him to recite? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ma ana bi qareen, embrace Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam again, press him hard again, and then leave him. What was the need for this? Three times Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did this. The reason for that was to confer things into the heart of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To confer things into the heart of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heart of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the only heart. It was the only heart that had the capacity to receive the wahi of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is a divine scripture like the Zabur, Injil and Torah. Those are also divine scriptures. But the weight in the Quran Sharif, those books came nowhere near the weight that the Quran Sharif got. Today we read in the Taraweeh. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. That had this Quran Sharif been revealed on the mountain, you would have seen that mountain shatter, cleft asunder out of the khashiyat, the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is the weight of the words of the Quran Sharif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart was the only heart that had that capacity. This is why you find in the books of hadith, etc., that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the strength of 100 men. His strength was the strength of 100 men to be able to receive that wahi directly. After that, as it comes down, it is filtered. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart had to first take that initial weight of the Quran Sharif. Only his heart could handle it. No other heart would have been able to handle it. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart was washed on this, on that first occasion. It is known as Shakkus Sadr. And Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he says that I seen that little mark that was left by the malaika. That little mark, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shown him that mark. So that was one incident of Shakkus Sadr. Then the embracing of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, embracing Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam and conferring different things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the heart of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And this is why this deen of Islam, it can only spread from heart to heart. Deen of Islam cannot be self-studied. A person cannot be self-read. He can do research, but to get the noor of the knowledge, he needs it from a heart. It must come from a heart. It goes from heart to heart. And wallahi, there is such a connection between those hearts. We can't understand that connection. We can't understand that connection between the hearts. That is a different topic. One day inshallah we'll speak about that. Then the third occasion, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to go on the journey of Mi'raj. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to fetch Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He first takes Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Kaaba Sharif. Here at the Kaaba Sharif, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak chest is opened again. The heart is again washed with Zamzam. And then there are different things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what it was that was put into the heart of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Shaykh, as Mu'ayyiz Fateh Sahib, he says that every engine has a fuel. Every engine has a fuel. This that was put into the heart of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the fuel to be able to undertake that journey and to be able to withstand whatever Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to witness of Jannat and Jahannam, and to be able to withstand whatever of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the request of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when Allah Pak just cast a little bit of his tajalli on the mountain, what happened? That mountain crushed that whole group of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. They all fell down unconscious, because they never had what was put into the heart of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what was put into the heart of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that made it possible for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to travel to Sidratul Muntaha and beyond. So that was the fuel. So that was the other occasion when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak chest was opened, the heart was washed with the waters of Zamzam, and don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed to be put into the heart of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the chest was sealed up again, and immediately Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is undertaking a journey that till Qiyamah nobody will be able to undertake. Unlike the bypass patient, he has to first rest, be in ICU, high care, then from there he'll come general ward, then they see now what he can eat, check for infection, this, that. Then after a couple of weeks, he'll get a discharge. Then he's told, must take it easy, must walk a little bit. Now look at Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at what speed, traveling from Makkah Sharif to Aqsa on the Burak, then from Aqsa with the raf-raf up to the heavens, and coming back all in just a portion of the night after just having a whole bypass done. This is the Qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why we see Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart is pure, pure, pure. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not an iota of malice or anything for anyone in his heart. His concern was just everyone must come on Iman, everybody must get Jannat. That was his concern. Everybody must come on Iman, everybody must get Jannat. And if we as mu'mineen, we can adopt this of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we keep our hearts clean. Keep our hearts clean. What is the sense, you know, harboring ill, fighting with people, just going on and on over the same problems? There is no need for all of that. Let it go. It's pride that stops us and doesn't allow us to let it go. Otherwise it's so simple to just make maaf. Just make maaf, you know what? Even if it wasn't our fault, we ask for maaf. It wasn't our fault also, ask for maaf. Just ask for maaf and bury the hatchet, finish. It's over. It's easier that way. It's easier that way. You got less things to worry about if you have buried the hatchet. But when we carry all these things, now we can't look that person in the eye. We can't accept that da'wat because that person will be there. We can't go to this function because maybe that one will be there. We can't go to this masjid because that one is there. We make our lives constrained. We constrain ourselves. It is foolishness. So we must take a lesson from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we must try and have a clean heart. Try and have a clean heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must bless me with a clean heart, bless you with a clean heart, bless the entire ummah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.